possible to tell me how the Choir Boys project is going so far, Bob? Is it smooth in comparison to previous projects, or is it a toughie?
What, the Choir Boys? No, it's pretty straight ahead. I mean, the Choir Boys are pretty... It's pretty simple rock and roll, kind of like off-the-hip kind of stuff. It's not a lot of pretension. They're very stylistic in what they do, and a lot of it's a live feel. So it's actually kind of like, you know, I'm really enjoying it, and so is my engineer, Randy Staub, because it's so different from what we were working at before, which was Metallica.
Yeah.
You know, for us, it's not that there was anything wrong with Metallica, it's just like I say, you know, we were in the studio for a long time, and it was a very, very much a studious kind of thing. It was very intense, and so it's great to do something that is a little more just straight ahead.
Yeah. I was wondering, have you gotten into the production end of things originally, Bob?
Well, the production end of things kind of developed, I guess, really, basically, I got into a recording studio basically because I didn't like construction work. And not that there's anything wrong with it, but I wasn't enjoying it, so I thought I'd at least get into a studio and learn how to record people. And then after I learned how to record people, I kind of went on to producing because, you know, being an engineer was sort of limiting, you know, and now I'm on to producing. And it kind of developed. I guess the first bands that I ever produced were the Paolas and then, like, the Young Canadians and the Pointed Sticks and stuff. So that's really the real start of the whole thing, is I got to practice on those guys, learn my trade, and it's developed into this. And
did working with Mick Ronson in the field, inspire you to take up producing at all?
Well, Mick was definitely an inspiration as a producer. I mean, I've been lucky enough that I've worked with some great artists, with Bruce Fairbairn, and also the artists that I've worked without, you know, like working with Mick Ronson and other people. You just pick up certain things, and you tend to keep the things that they do that you like, and it all mishmashes together, and you get me.
I was wondering what you would say are your strongest skills as a producer, I mean, that have made you so in demand these days.
Well, actually, I couldn't really tell you, but I know what I try and do as a producer, and what I try and do as a producer is I try and give a band or an artist I let them try and let them be themselves, and just try and bring out those points that I believe are the strongest points, and bring those out. That's a tough thing, but I hope I'm not the kind of producer that has a certain sound, and that's the only thing I do, which is one of the reasons why Metallica, I really enjoyed doing that, because it was different for me, and it doesn't sound like Motley or any of the other things that I've worked with.
Yeah,
and I like that.
Is that your most challenging project so far, the Metallica one?
Yeah, you could say that. You could say that, definitely.
Yeah.
I think it was for them, too.
Why are you recording here at Vancouver instead of your usual place, Little Mountain?
Let's just say that up until the original owners of Little Mountain left, then a new set of owners took over. And it wasn't really politically correct for me to go there. But now there's another set of owners, and so I'll be back there in the spring.
But I've
enjoyed myself here at Vancouver Studios. But actually, the people that run this place now run Little Mountain, so I'm real happy about that. So it was more a political thing. Plus, I did enjoy, when I did Metallica, I did enjoy working in a different studio. It tends to, when you put in a different position, uncomfortable position, usually brings out the best in you. You got to work a little harder. Gets to be a little too easy, Little Mountain, because I've been there for such a long time.
Yeah.
So it was good, and I also, it kind of helped doing the Rockhead thing. We started over here doing Rockhead, and then the Choir Boys, and I thought I'd stay just also for that challenge of just working a little harder.
Mm-hmm. How would you rate Vancouver Studios to Little Mountain?
It's a great studio. It's got a great room and stuff. Little Mountain's my home, and John Bertasek, the technical guy over there, he's just the best. So, there's no really no comparison, but I mean, my studio preference is Little Mountain in terms of just about every other way, you know, because I've been there for such a long time. Yeah. It's almost like my studio, really.
Uh-huh. I guess it's kind of like Fairburn's studio, too.
Yeah, I mean, both Bruce and I, you know, we're really comfortable there because we've done so many records in there.
Yeah. I was wondering if you could produce any band that's not around anymore, which one would be your dream one to bring back and go in the studio with?
That's not around anymore? Well, I mean, well, that's a tough one, but probably the band that I wish I could have worked with would have been Led Zeppelin.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question.
Hmm.
And but there's other bands, the Stones, all sorts of people that I'd love to work with. I pretty much like to work with anybody that believes in their music, but mm-hmm. and that's got good soul to their music.
And what about bands that are around now? You mentioned the Stones. Is there any other one more obscure ones that you would have loved to get a handle on?
The list is endless.
Mm. I mean, because they might read this and oh yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, there's a lot of great new music, as in the T-shirt you're wearing, Nirvana, and there's a lot of great bands out of Seattle.
Yeah.
Alice in Chains, and you know, the list goes on and on. And actually, I really like the band Mother Love Bone. I would have loved to have worked with them.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Andrew Wood died.
Yeah.
But there's just so many artists. I don't know. It's music to me now is more of a journey. I've been lucky enough. I've been fairly successful, so now I think of music and engineering and producing the whole thing. I just, you know, I take it day by day, and wherever it leads me, that's where I'll go. So
mm-hmm.
whatever comes along, it's not so much that I don't look at producing as it's a career, but I don't look at it as a goal to get me somewhere. You know, I don't want to be David Geffen. I just want to work with artists that I like, and so it's almost like, you know, you finish a record like I'm finishing up my record and I'm finishing up the Choir Boys, and already I know what I'm doing next, and that really didn't come together until about last month, so I'm sure when I start the next project, there's going to be lots of people that are going to call, but I won't be able to do it because I'm doing that, so
yeah.
it's a toss of a coin.
Do you wish you could do more? That's just a matter
of
time.
No, I'm doing quite enough, thank
yeah.
you very much. Actually, I haven't had a vacation in a long time,
yeah.
so I'm going away this year, but actually, I'd like to take my time a little more. The probably the hardest thing is putting Rockhead together and doing that and
mm.
continuing to produce.
Yeah,
that's been real tough to do that.
Can you tell me what your next project is? Or?
No, I can't really say.
Okay. Do you think a producer has to like a band's music in order to get the best from them?
Well, I'd say that if a producer doesn't like the band, then he's only doing it for the money,
yeah.
so I think that's the wrong reason to do it.
Yeah.
So I think it's important that you like the band, definitely. I think that's you gotta do that. But I think also, I don't think you have to be into the specifics of the music and to be able to help a band out. I think you can, if you're too locked into what bands are doing, you know, which might be the case if I ever produce Led Zeppelin, you know, being such a fan, that might not be such a great thing because
mm.
I'm such a fan of the music. So it's kind of cool to still be able to take a step back from it and
mm.
give them some new insight.
What about liking the band members themselves? Have you ever thought mentioning any names or work with people that you didn't really care for? Probably not, I suppose.
Well, I think I actually prefer to work with bands and people that are intense and feel strong about their music. So even though I may have a hard time or we have a tough time in the studio and there's arguments and flare-ups, that can be really good for the music. And like I say, I like people like that because that's the way I am. You know, I take it very seriously. What I do, and it's definitely, you know, aside from my family and my wife, is the love of my life. So I don't really care for people that don't take it as serious as I do.
Mm.
But so I can, in a way, I can appreciate people that are intense about it.
Do you always get your way?
No, hell no.
Mm?
No, no, no. I'm not. You know, the bottom line is when I'm working with an artist, especially, it is their career, it's not mine. It's their album, it's their piece of work. I'm there to give them some, you know, a different point of view and offer suggestions and try and help guide them or whatever. Whatever that weak thing is in whatever band or artist there is, that's what I try and fill. You know, whether they're weak in the sonic end of it or even song-wise, I try and be the guy that helps them through that, but the bottom line is them. That's why it's always so strange when you read interviews and stuff after you've done bands and had this experience and then they end up slagging you and stuff. It's so two-faced.